local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It is full speed into Fat Tuesday now with the Moon Pie Minute. More of that on the way in just about 20 minutes. Also on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a minute. 64 now. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clearing a single car accident with injuries at Cottage Hill and Panorama Drive. Also, have got one in state troopers are there. Car hit a deer at 181 at County Road 32. It's a good ride across to Bayway and the Causeway so far with no major backups or delays. The IRS problem solvers at Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Shelledge Road South in Mobile have over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They can help with the IRS. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy today. It will be mild with isolated showers this afternoon. Look for high temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with fog, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday morning. Rain in the mix, about a 50% chance of rain today, and that holds on through tomorrow at least. We'll get details from Dr. Bill coming up around 6:35. Like I said, 64 now at our studios, and a whole day to work with here. I don't know if, you know, with the Oscars last night and celebrating the acting, I don't know if you should have included some of the members of the, at least the Democrat Party running for office, if they should have been at least gotten a nomination. Maybe not won for their role, but got a nomination.
Yeah, lots of good acting from the Democrats. They all won, right? Yeah, they all won the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah, they isn't it? I mean, it's there's only really can be one winner, but if you listen to the news, it's a lot more to that. We'll get into Iowa. We'll also talk about in just a second New Hampshire primaries coming up tomorrow, first primary in the nation as we move forward to November. Also, we'll talk about what's up this week. City of Mobile, that, let me point out, has the universe's largest Mardi Gras tree.
Who could forget?
Now that they've gotten over those hurdles, what will they be talking about in city council? We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also in sports.
Auburn and Alabama basketball both go to overtime as they prepare for round two against each other this Wednesday night.
You know, we're not supposed to be talking about Auburn and Alabama basketball. I mean, you know, I mean, that's something has changed out there. And for a good, it's a good thing, but something has changed.
Yeah, well, it's always good news when your teams win. And
yes.
Both the Tide and Tigers fans have reasons to be happy this week.
Also in Daphne, a man shooting at children because he said they were too loud. We'll run through that story in just a couple minutes. And it's the story of the run to the general election in November. As we've had now a caucus, now we're talking about a primary. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
They held campaign events just a few miles and a few hours apart.
Please welcome the next president of the United States, Pete Buttigieg!
Pete Buttigieg with a Get Out the Vote rally at an elementary school in Nashua.
Thank you!
It was one of his largest and most energetic rallies in the state.
We got to have the right approach to make sure that we not only win, but win so big that Trumpism goes into the history books along with this presidency.
He once again fired a shot at Bernie Sanders.
The idea that you've either got to be for a revolution or you got to be for the status quo. leaves most of us out. We need a politics that brings all of us in, because all of us need a new and better president.
Buttigieg was asked to address the criticism over accepting donations from billionaires.
Just as I'm going to expect them to pay more in taxes when I'm president, I invite them to contribute as much as they can if they share our vision for defeating Donald Trump.
Not long after, a few miles down the road in Hudson, Joe Biden held a long town hall inside a high school gymnasium. The energy in that room, noticeably different than that at the Buttigieg event. Just weeks after Biden had been leading in some polls here in New Hampshire, a new survey showed him in fourth place.
Like many of you, I've lost a lot in my lifetime. I lost a wife and a daughter in a car accident. I lost my son, cancer. But I'll be damned if I'm going to stand by and lose my country. It will not happen.
His supporters nodded in agreement as Biden listed his accomplishments in the Obama administration. Evidence, he said, that he is the best qualified to walk into the White House and on day one, start getting America back on track.
America's character is on the ballot. The character of the people running is on the ballot. And folks, we got to take this country back. In a bad, bad way.
Both Buttigieg and Biden said, though, that whoever wins the nomination, Democrats would unite behind that candidate to defeat President Trump. Steve Kastenbaum in Nashua, New Hampshire.
At the same time, maybe Klobuchar is comparing Buttigieg's popularity to President Trump in 2016. I'll get some more detail there. Because, you know, in the Democrat ranks, that's like, that's calling somebody a not nice name.
Yeah, comparing them to Trump in any way in which it's, I guess, supposed to be positive. They don't want that at all.
No. So we'll get into that coming up in just a second. Check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two soldiers stationed at Eglin Air Force Base have been killed serving in Afghanistan. Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio, Texas, and Antonio Rodriguez of New Mexico died in combat on Saturday. Both men, 28 years old, were posthumously promoted to Sergeant First Class. Daphne police responded over the weekend to the Ashley Gate Apartments, where they say a man pulled a gun on kids for being too loud. Police say when they arrived, they heard a gunshot. We're expecting more information from police today. President Donald Trump is predicting a GOP Senate victory in Alabama following Senator Doug Jones' vote to convict him on impeachment charges. In a tweet, the president lashed out at Jones, calling the Democrat a lightweight, adding that he voted on party lines. And counselors and church leaders will be at Citronelle High School today to help students deal with the death of one of their teachers. 26-year-old Jeffrey Turner died when his truck went off the road and crashed into a tree. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn and Alabama win in overtime. Daytona Speed Weeks again at the Speedway. And the XFL debuts with four games. Right now it's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college basketball on Saturday, Auburn won an overtime thriller over LSU 91-90.
Shot no good. Auburn wins. Auburn wins in overtime. 91-90.
That's the call from Andy Burcham. Sonny Smith was there as well. You can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5. And tonight on Sports Night, Corey and I are talking with the color commentator, Sonny Smith.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to talk to him. Javon McCormick led Auburn with 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, including the game winner with under a second left in overtime.
McCormick, left side, drives to the basket, lobs it up there. It's good! And with 1/10 of a second to go! Javon McCormick down the lane! 1/10 to go, and Auburn has a lead!
Auburn trailed by 8 with 1:26 left in regulation, but McCormick would sink 3 three-pointers and assist Samir Dowdy for the tying bucket to send it to overtime. Auburn's now 21-2 this season, ranked 11th in the country, and have won 6 games in a row. The Alabama Crimson Tide had a wild win of their own on Saturday, defeating Georgia 105-102 in overtime, also snapping a 3-game losing streak. Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a career-high 37 points in the victory, and it was the most points ever scored by Bama in a true away game. On Wednesday night, Alabama and Auburn will meet in Auburn at 6 o'clock. Tigers will be looking to avenge their first loss of the season to Bama, while the Tide will be attempting their first season sweep of the Tigers since 2015. In other SEC games, number 15 Kentucky beat Tennessee 77-64. South Carolina defeated Texas A&M 74-54. Ole Miss beat Florida 68-51. Missouri beat Arkansas in overtime 83-79. And Mississippi State beat Vanderbilt 80-70. On Friday night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat rival Troy 70-66. South has now won 3 in a row over the rival Trojans. And the South Alabama women's team crushed Louisiana Monroe on Saturday 73-39. Antoinette Lewis once again led the Jags with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Daytona Speed Weeks began on Friday and will culminate in the Daytona 500 this coming Sunday. On Saturday, Michael Self won the ARCA Series opener for the second time in his career, edging out 18-year-old Haley Deegan in her first ARCA race and her first race at Daytona. Then on Sunday, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the pole in qualifying for next weekend's 500. Stenhouse clocked the fastest lap at 194.5 miles per hour, just over 2/10 of a second faster than second place Alex Bowman. Bowman will begin on the outside at Daytona, while the rest of the field will qualify in a pair of races on Thursday. On the PGA Tour, Canadian golfer Nick Taylor captured his second PGA Tour title with a 4-shot win at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. The 31-year-old began round 4, 1 shot ahead of Phil Mickelson, finished with a 19-under total. Kevin Streelman finished second at 15-under. Mickelson birdied 3 of his first 6 holes, but faded late to a 74 and finished 5 shots behind in third place. Meanwhile, in the Pro-Am portion of the event, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald won alongside pro Kevin Streelman for the second time in 3 years. They pulled away in Sunday's round from Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young and his playing partner Mickelson. The XFL debuted this weekend with all 8 teams taking the field to kick off a 10-week regular season. And with many different rules than the NFL, the XFL is attempting to create a product that will draw viewers following the NFL playoffs, but also provide a second chance for players that couldn't cut it in the NFL. First game on Saturday, a 31-19 win for the DC Defenders over the Seattle Dragons drew 3.3 million viewers to ABC. Houston scored 25 unanswered and a 37-17 win over the LA Wildcats. The New York Guardians won at home 23-3 over the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Mm-hmm.
And the St. Louis Battlehawks held off the Dallas Renegades 15-9.
Did you watch?
I watched the first game, the first half of the first game. Then I got busy with, you know, life.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of football this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be catching in more of the XFL, but not the first weekend.
Okay.
620 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy today. It will be mild with isolated showers this afternoon. For high temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with fog, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clearing a single car accident with injuries at Cottage Hill and Panorama Drive. And state troopers have a car where it hit a deer on Highway 181 at County Road 32 in Baldwin County. We look good across the Bayway, the Causeway at Tillman's Corner. Theodore looks good on the way in. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Ford at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Just about 10 minutes from right now with a work week forecast, plus Kane keeps us in the loop traffic wise. And go find the one of the very many treats of Mardi Gras. Many treats, many things you can enjoy during Mardi Gras are the MPD reports from each night of downtown parading, where they show you the number of parking tickets and towing and all that, and then people arrested for misdemeanor, occasional felony. Mm. And get a kind of a mixed bag of what people got busted for, and we'll read through those. It's just a little lanyap. It's a little, just a nugget, a little something extra that makes Mardi Gras so great.
One of my favorite parts of the year, and that's right next to the hangout arrest sheets.
That's pretty fantastic.
New Year's Eve. I mean, there's certain days where you got to check the arrest report.
And you know, sometimes you can get into the little narrative of what exactly they got arrested for, but usually it's just kind of like a bulk thing, like for underage drinking or jumping the barricades or this, that, or the other. And you can kind of get a little roundup. But what folks were doing at the Boom Boom.
Yeah, was there anyone with illegal scooting this weekend?
We'll get into this here in just a second, because the controversy due week here is limitations put on electric golf carts when scooters can run wild. I saw some when I went down to set up the equipment for the Democrat debate and break it down. There are a couple of the electric scooters sitting right there in front of Golf Quest. Somebody had electrically scooted.
Oh, wow.
To Golf Quest. And it makes sense. A Democrat debate, you would expect there'd be some green technology there. So the question is, you could limit a golf cart and not limit a scooter, although there's a governing of the scooters going on. Dalton's going to tell us more about that in just a little bit. And then last night, it was the Oscars, the 92nd Academy Awards. Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
Expected. All acting categories went to the actors and actresses to whom trophies had been awarded all season. Renee Zellweger won the lead actress honor for Judy.
I had one of the most special collaborations and meaningful experiences of my life.
Joaquin Phoenix won Best Lead Actor for Joker. Again, no surprise.
God, I'm full of so much gratitude right now. And I do not feel
elevated above any of my fellow nominees or anyone in this room because we share the same love, the love of film.
Zellweger and Phoenix have won their categories all award show season, as Brad Pitt has for his supporting work in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, who said backstage that the worst part about this is giving acceptance speeches.
I know this sounds antithetical given the profession I've chosen, but it's not necessarily my thing.
Laura Dern credits her famous parents, Bruce Dern and Diane Ladd, for her success.
They literally got me here and artistically got me here as well, so it means the world.
A great moment Sunday night was the Oscar win for Elton John. Although this is his second Academy Award, it is the first he has won with his writing partner of 53 years, Bernie Taupin.
Without him, I wouldn't be here. He starts the process. He gives me the lyrics. Then I go ahead. Without the lyrics, I'm nobody.
The big surprises of the night, Parasite, the South Korean foreign language film, won the most Oscars, four, including the top two, Best Director for Bong Joon-ho.
It's literally f***ing crazy.
And the Best Picture, the top prize. Through an interpreter, he talked about the significance of a foreign language film winning and the slow elimination of what he calls the one-inch barrier, subtitles, saying people are already getting used to subtitles through streaming services.
I think we are all connected, so I think naturally we will come to a day when a foreign language film or not, it doesn't really matter. A foreign language film winning this won't be much of an issue later on, hopefully.
Parasite also won Best Original Screenplay and Best International Film. Backstage at the Oscars, Jim Roop in Hollywood.
You know, I know that times are changing. I mean, what they'll show on regular television has changed a lot since I was a youth. I was a youth back in the 70s and 80s. But how much they bleep out, how much of the word they bleep out these days, they're within regulation, or I wouldn't air it. You know, I mean, the FCC is always watching. Hey, FCC, Ajit Pai, what's going on? But the amount of a word that they bleep anymore, they're like letting more consonants and vowels into it. And I tell you that we all know what the word is, the grown-ups are, so might as well just bleep out a lot more of it. Mm-hmm. You can maybe give one letter or something like that. Then the grown-ups will know what it is, and the kids won't know it.
It's like the clothing on the red carpet.
Revealing more in clothing, well said, and revealing more in curse words. Way to go, society. All right, coming right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Friends and family will say goodbye to a 2-year-old boy who accidentally shot himself after finding a loaded gun in a Mobile motel room. Corey Davis Jr.'s funeral is today. The 2-year-old accidentally shot himself late last month at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. His mother, Donisha Harris, and a male friend are facing manslaughter charges. A teenager is recovering after he was hit by a car while riding his bike. Foley police say the 16-year-old was hit after he didn't yield to traffic. The crash happened on Saturday on Highway 59. Deputy Chief Thurston Bullock says the teen is still in the hospital but is expected to be okay. Today, crews will temporarily close off a road in Escambia County as they do some drainage work. New Market Road will be closed starting at 7 this morning. Drivers need to take a detour to Parkside Street and Milestone Boulevard until work is done. Crews are expected to wrap up in 7 to 10 days. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family.
call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com. Just like Mardi Gras, Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammy's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammy's award-winning King Cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets. 51 years and still dipping.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government will prevent large-scale layoffs amid the coronavirus outbreak that's severely disrupting the world's number two economy. New cases are accelerating again, the mainland death toll at 908. Fluctuating polls in New Hampshire generating an intense effort by Democratic presidential candidates to rouse their supporters to vote in tomorrow's primary, as Steve Kastenbaum reports from Nashua.
The light coming up over New Hampshire this morning, shining on a state where the candidates have just been barnstorming from one end to the other, adding campaign events as they feel like the pressure is on to get out every last voter to the polls tomorrow.
Bernie Sanders' lead being chased by Pete Buttigieg, with Amy Klobuchar grabbing the number three position in two new tracking polls. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls on the nation's 74 inspectors general to protect government whistleblowers, this after President Trump's purging of officials who testified in the impeachment probe. Stock futures narrowly mixed this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The average national price of regular grade gas dropped 7 cents per gallon to $2.53 over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price at the pump is 19 cents higher than it was a year ago. The number of people working at small companies essentially didn't budge last year, even as larger businesses continued to expand their payrolls for a record 10th straight year. Headcount at businesses with fewer than 20 employees was essentially unchanged in 2019, according to an analysis by Moody's Analytics. Companies with 500 or more employees, by contrast, increased their workforces by 2.3%. The sluggishness in small business hiring is especially striking because it's the first time small companies haven't added to their payroll since 2010. Hiring at the smallest firms was especially weak in the manufacturing, natural resources, transportation, construction, and retail sectors. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Them. You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by 90 West Auto and Marine, a large selection of high-quality cars and RVs, and Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 51 years and still dipping. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute on FM Talk 106. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill. Well, we have to press all the buttons here. I'm sorry, Dr. Bill. It's a Monday, and yeah. Now we have the buttons pushed. You know, I'm going to just take a side. I know Dr. Bill has what you're all waiting for, the forecast, but let me take a second. On the weekends here, because we are live, unlike I think any other radio station in our area, we're live 7 days a week. Their live programs come from the studio. But somehow on the weekend, Remember the old Samsonite Gorilla commercial where you take your luggage there and that gorilla would get hold of it? Those same gorillas now work in this studio over the weekend. Okay? And they treat this studio the same way the gorilla treated the Samsonite suitcase. Okay, that's it. All right, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I just had to get that off my chest. All right, warm start here on a Monday.
Yeah, in fact, temperatures are going to be well above normal here for at least the next 2 to 3 days, and then we'll cool down the second half of the week. And when I say cool down, it just brings us back a little closer to normal. We should have a cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today, and we're going to get up to about 72 degrees for this afternoon. Now, there is a slight chance we could see a shower during the afternoon hours, but right now most of the rain is occurring up over northern and central areas of Alabama and Mississippi. We're going to see a cold front move into both Mississippi and Alabama, and then it's going to basically stall out as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. But it will stay to the north of us, and therefore the greatest amount of rainfall will be over northern central areas. Here along the coast, we can just expect a few showers, and that goes for tomorrow and also into Wednesday. So today, look for, as I mentioned, 72 degrees, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Tonight, we could see a few scattered showers around. Also, we're going to see some fog tonight, and the low will be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy day with some scattered showers and up around 75, perhaps even 76 degrees for Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday, pretty much the same. A few scattered showers and cloudy skies up to about 75. But then on Wednesday night, that frontal system that'll be hanging around over northern and central Alabama will then drop into our area Wednesday night. And so Wednesday night, we'll get down into the 50s with a good chance for showers. And we may even see some severe thunderstorm activity Wednesday night. Thursday, still some showers around, but cooler. High in the mid-60s, and then Friday, sunny skies, upper 50s. So that's a little closer to normal. And the weekend, well, it looks like we have a few showers for both days. Saturday, some scattered showers, about 62, but then warming into the 70s with a few showers on Sunday. And so really the only real dry day looks like it will be Friday when we cool down a bit. However, today, only a slight chance of an afternoon shower, so not too bad.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon for an update and remind folks, if they have yet to pick up their 2020 copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, how they can find one.
Yeah, let me give just a couple of locations here in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, Hancock Whitney Banks, and also at West Marine, and if you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply, and also Autocraft Collision Center. They're both in Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, it's warm. It's 64 now at our studios, and humid. But not like August humid, but still humid out there. All right, time to check the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Bradner with today's Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Cart Doctor, specializing in new Yamaha golf carts as well as all makes and models. Now in their brand new location, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. To serve you better, come see us at Cart Doctor.
It'll be Thursday before the public celebration of Mardi Gras resumes, but behind the scenes, preparations are becoming frantic, and the subjects of the Monarchs of Misrule use these last few days to get our dancing shoes ready. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street-legal golf carts before you buy. Street-legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street-legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the Rugged Sport Diablo for off-road, or the Classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha and Tomberlin. See the largest cart selection in South Alabama today. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
Let's see. I have a ball invitation. No date necessary because most mass balls are double rush. This means it is proper etiquette for either a man or a woman to ask another ball goer if they'd like to dance. The cleaners have my table tails ready, black pants with a satin stripe up each side, black coat with black tails, white pique shirts, white tie, white vest or a cummerbund. Wear my best cufflinks and shirt studs, and wear my patent leather formal shoes. Women wear their best evening gown, and the gown has to be full length. No cocktail length gowns and no cocktail pants. Most balls start at 9. I need to be in my seat by then so I won't miss the tableau. After the tableau dance, visit with friends and eat and drink until the witching hour. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check fmtalk1065's website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, if they're the accident they've got, state troopers still on the scene where a car hit a deer at Highway 181 and County Road 32. From Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford, and across the Bayway, light traffic so far and no other wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, doesn't sound like anybody's hurt, at least humans, in that accident there, car versus a deer, as Kane calls it. I call it a little early grocery shopping for folks here. Which, by the way, you know, you hit a deer, you can keep the roadkill, especially during season. You don't even have to call in. I did an interview earlier this year with Matt Weathers from DCNR, and that's one of the many, many not only do we podcast 40-plus hours a week of live local programming, we archive. And so you can go back and search through. And I mean, if you're like, didn't Dalton talk to somebody 2 months ago about that? You can go back and find it.
Yeah. And that was one of my favorite interviews.
The roadkill?
It was such a random but interesting nugget that I didn't know about. And I would say if we had like the Academy Awards of FM Talk 106.5 interviews, that would at least deserve a nomination.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
It stemmed off of a law they had passed. I think what got me thinking about it, they had passed a law in California finally allowing people to keep their roadkill there. And I said, we picked up a deer that was hit by the car in front of us off the side of the road. You know, I'm just honest enough to let you know that. And this has been many decades ago, but if I hit one today, meat.
Yeah, especially last day of the season, right?
Right, yeah. So today, yeah, last day. But I've got a cooler out there in the truck. We're good. We're full. It was a good weekend. So I'll bring y'all some burger here to the house as soon as I get that all made. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. Two stories that I think go together. Number one, the story about the golf carts at camp at the Mardi Gras camper area, right?
RV City, right?
Right. So here's a clip. This is from NBC 15, and it's a story about Mardi Gras and golf carts.
They're upset as the city says golf carts are not registered for street use and banned from being used downtown. NBC 15's Rachel Wilkerson joins us now, and Rachel, campers say this hasn't been enforced in the past.
That's right, Lance. Some campers say they've always been able to ride their golf carts down to the parade, but now that's not the case. MPD posted to Facebook saying during Mardi Gras, no golf carts are permissible on the parade route while the parade is in progress. However, golf carts registered for street are permitted in certain areas downtown.
Okay, so there you go. So there's that part of it, that the golf carts are going to have limitations put on them, right? So that started the controversy. Then our buddy Dale Leash at Land Yap writes about e-scooters.
Yeah.
Because, okay, the question is, if you're going to limit the electric golf carts that are actually licensed to the person, that then, but what, the scooters are fine?
I guess so. And the scooters, you know, a lot of people were worried about these gotcha scooters and Mardi Gras.
I told y'all, when they came to Mobile, I said, the name of the scooter is gotcha.
That's a clue.
Okay. And then, since they're the idiots on the scooters have hit, it's not the scooter's fault, actually. It's the human beings have hit people as they're riding through the streets.
And parked cars.
In parked cars, yes.
So, what they did to, I guess, make it a little safer this Mardi Gras season is using this Gotcha Scooters app. They've got, you know, maps of the city, and using
the GIS map of the city where it's geofenced.
Yeah, and using this app and the GPS, they're able to slow down the scooters
commuters in certain parts of the city. So as of the very first day of Mobile Mardi Gras, they actually started this on the 25th, or they started a few days ago and will last through the 25th, they slow the scooters to a walking pace near parade routes, and that will begin 2 hours before the parade begins. So if you're scooting along at a high speed, maybe 45, 50 miles an hour, whatever you might be going on the scooter.
I don't think they do that.
And then you hit your parade route, and it slows down all of a sudden. That is why. It's going to slow to a walking pace, which as you, it's different for each person, you know. I don't know what the speed of a walking pace would be. And also, Dale reminds us in this Lanyap article, scooters not permitted in parades. So if you think you're going to jump in line.
Hold on, let me take a note here.
You can't take it on the parade with you, and also not allowed inside parade barricades. And if you happen to end your ride in a no parking zone, which again is marked out on the app, then you will be charged an extra fee. So just something to keep in mind if you get on to one of the gotcha scooters while you're preparing to watch a Mardi Gras parade. Those are some of the new rules.
And the fact that it, think about this, that it's going to slow to a walking pace, and that, like Dalton pointed out, we don't know whose walking pace it is. But you know how hard it is to balance a bicycle or a motorcycle if you're going very slowly?
Yeah.
Somebody's cruising along on the scooter, they're doing just fine. All of a sudden they hit the governed zone, and now it slows way down. There's going to be people just tump over.
Or how about if you're crossing in front of a vehicle and you think you got the speed to get by?
And then all of a sudden you hit that zone.
Goes into effect, and then you got to crawl across the intersection.
All right, so electric vehicles in the news. Today and probably going forward. 6:46, coming right back. News is next.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two soldiers stationed at Eglin Air Force Base have been killed serving in Afghanistan. Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio, Texas, and Antonio Rodriguez of New Mexico died in combat on Saturday. Both men, 28 years old, were posthumously promoted to Sergeant First Class. Daphne police responded over the weekend to the Ashley Gate Apartments, where they say a man pulled a gun on kids for being too loud. Police say when they arrived, they heard a gunshot. We're expecting more information from police today. President Donald Trump is predicting a GOP Senate victory in Alabama following Senator Doug Jones' vote to convict him on impeachment charges. In a tweet, the president lashed out at Jones, calling the Democrat a lightweight, adding that he voted on party lines. And counselors and church leaders will be at Citronelle High School today to help students deal with the death of one of their teachers. 26-year-old Jeffrey Turner died when his truck went off the road and crashed into a tree. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Auburn and Alabama win in overtime. Daytona Speed Weeks begin at the Speedway, and the XFL debuts with four games this weekend. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college basketball Saturday, Auburn won an overtime thriller over LSU 91-90.
Shot no good. Auburn wins. Auburn wins. Time 91-90.
That's the call from Andy Burcham, as heard right here on FM Talk 106.5. Javon McCormick led Auburn with 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, including the game winner with under a second left in overtime.
McCormick, left side, drives to the basket, lobs it up there. It's good! And with 1/10 of a second to go! Javon McCormick down the lane! 1/10 to go, and Auburn has a lead!
Auburn trailed by 8 with a minute 26 left in regulation, but McCormick would sink 3 three-pointers and also assist Samir Dowdy for the tying bucket that sent it to overtime. Auburn's now 21-2 this season, ranked 11th in the country, and have won 6 games in a row. The Alabama Crimson Tide had a wild win of their own on Saturday, defeating Georgia 105-102 in overtime and snapping a 3-game losing streak in the process. Kyra Lewis Jr. scored a career-high 37 points in the victory. It was the most points ever scored by Bama in a true away game. That sets us up for Wednesday night, when Alabama and Auburn will meet in Auburn at 6 o'clock. The Tigers will be looking to avenge their first loss of the season to Bama, while the Tide will be attempting their first season sweep of the Tigers since 2015. Daytona Speed Weeks began on Friday and will culminate in the Daytona 500 this coming Sunday. On Saturday, Michael Self won the ARCA Series season opener for the second time in his career, edging out 18-year-old Haley Deegan in her first ARCA race, also her first race at Daytona. On Sunday, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the pole in qualifying for next weekend's 500. Stenhouse clocked the fastest lap at 194.5 miles per hour, just over 2/10 of a second faster than second place Alex Bowman. Bowman will begin on the outside at Daytona, while the rest of the field will qualify in a pair of races on Thursday. On the PGA Tour, Canadian golfer Nick Taylor captured his second PGA Tour win with a four-shot win at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. The 31-year-old began round four, one ahead of Phil Mickelson, finished with a 19-under total. Kevin Streelman finished second at 15-under. Mickelson birdied 3 of his first 6 holes, but faded to a 74 and finished 5 shots back in third. And the XFL debuted this weekend with all 8 teams taking the field to kick off a 10-week regular season. First game on Saturday, a 31-19 win for the DC Defenders over the Seattle Dragons. That drew 3.3 million viewers to ABC. The Houston Roughnecks scored 25 unanswered in a 37-17 win over the LA Wildcats. The New York Guardians won at home 23-3 over the Tampa Bay Vipers, and the St. Louis Battlehawks held off the Dallas Renegades 15-9. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Once again, we're accident-free, looking good from Airport, also Cottage Hill, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin, even Old Shell at 65. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, light traffic so far. Got some radar near Daphne and also Malbus, but nothing out of the ordinary. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley, Alabama. A brand-new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can see the track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy today. It will be mild with isolated showers this afternoon. Look for high temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few showers along with fog, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe. President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our President.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as Presiding Judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
656 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Boardings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Remember, online, FMTalk1065.com. You can check us out, Facebook.com/FMTalk1065, at FMTalk1065 on Twitter as well. And news today, that we had talked about the passing of Hal Pierce, and he will be laid to rest today. Memorial service happening this morning for Captain Hal Pierce. Visitations at 10:30 and services at 11:30 at the Aircraft Pavilion at Battleship Memorial Park. He was known as the Sea Lord of Mobile. Indeed, indeed. He served the U.S. Navy for 31 years. After his military career, he was a tireless advocate for veterans' issues in the Mobile region. He also was involved in the preservation and protection of Middle Bay Lighthouse in Mobile Bay for 30 years. Pierce also served as a commissioner on the USS Alabama Battleship Commission. Captain Hal Pierce passed away last month after an illness, and he was a big part of this radio station, had been on the morning show over the years and been on the midday show, and of course you heard him on Scuttlebutt Radio Network with Tom and Cal on Wednesday evenings, but just a big name and a big loss for our area, Captain Hal Pierce. And once again, visitation 10:30, service at 11:30 at the Aircraft Pavilion at Battleship Memorial Park. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings heading your way next.